Welcome to The Good We Can, a weekly podcast from Sun Prairie United Methodist Church in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. I'm Bill Anzio, and for our scripture passage this week, we turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to those who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise. The intelligence of the intelligent I will frustrate. Where is the wise person? Where is the teacher of the law? Where is the philosopher of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God the world through its wisdom did not know him, God was pleased through the foolishness of what was preached to save those who believe. Jews demand signs, and Greeks look for wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles. But to those whom God has called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than human wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than human strength. And now for a devotion based on this scripture, written by Justin Coleman, senior pastor of University United Methodist Church in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, author of Home for Christmas, Tales of Hope and Second Chances, Abington Press, 2018. For some reason, more and more people ask me to prove the Christian faith these days. Prove that God is real. Prove that Jesus is more than a historical figure, but is also the Son of God. Prove that miracles happen. Prove there is a heaven. I understand the desire for certainty, but this kind of proof doesn't get us very far. One of my pastors used to say, if you can argue someone into the faith, then someone else can argue them out of it. I do not mean to say that we should abandon reason, but reason alone is not our only way of knowing God or pursuing the truth about God. In addition to our reason, Scripture, and the broad tradition of the Christian Church, we add our experience, specifically our experience of God's Holy Spirit in the community of believers, as a way to know God and God's truth. After all, Jesus tells us in John's Gospel that the Holy Spirit will remind us of everything that Jesus has taught us. God's Holy Spirit becomes our tutor in the ways of Christ. God's Holy Spirit helps us to receive and understand the proclamation about Christ crucified. The wisdom of God is no secret revelation. God desires to reveal God's self to us. God desires that we know God's ways and God's truth deeply so that we understand the wisdom of it. This wisdom of God shapes the way we live, move, and have our being in the world. Has anyone sensing God's grace in you ever asked why you are the way you are? Sometimes the way we forgive one another, offer compassion, make peace, and reconcile with one another makes no sense given the wisdom of the world. But this wise living is the power of God for those of us who are being saved. God, help me to be foolish in the eyes of the world for the sake of the gospel. Amen. Here's a question for personal reflection. What does it mean to you that God's foolishness is wiser than human wisdom? You've been listening to the Good We Can podcast from Sun Prairie United Methodist Church. The name of our podcast comes from John Wesley, the founder of Methodism, who said, "Do all the good you can by all the means you can, in all the ways you can, in all the places you can, at all the times you can, to all the people you can, as long as ever you can." Our church staff lists some of the ways we can all do good in the You Can Count on Me section of Wednesday's weekly email. There's a variety of opportunities here, including one I'd like to highlight this week. As people of faith, we know the power of prayer. Thank you for your prayers for those we lift up in worship each week, and for all that is happening in our communities, our country, and our world. If you would like to be one of our prayers on our prayer chain, contact the church office and we will send you the prayer requests that come to us each week. Join us for worship this Sunday at 8:30 and 10:45 a.m., in person or online. We are located at 702 North Street in Sun Prairie, just south of Northside Elementary School. Our online worship can be accessed from the worship page on our church website or on our YouTube channel. This Sunday is the third Sunday of Lent, for which our theme this year is Come to the Table. And maybe this Sunday will be the Sunday one of us is brave enough to sit at a table in the sanctuary during service. Have you done that yet? If you're looking for more information about Sun Prairie United Methodist Church, please visit sunprairieumc.org. And may God bless you until we meet again next time on The Good We Can.